Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today, it's Thursday, so we're getting a short little kind of nugget of information, something I learned today that I want to share with you. And I'll give you a little context to this because I'm out in Salt Lake City right now. I'm at a financial workshop that actually starts tomorrow. We came in it's myself, Eve DG, and Jared Moon, who are my two business partners in the physical therapy consulting business that we have. And so we're all out here for this financial workshop. And we got in on a Tuesday with the goal of taking care of a bunch of stuff that we need to work on together on Wednesday. So today's Wednesday. And instead, we decided to go snowboarding. So here's why I bring this up. Because last night when we were talking, went to dinner, we were talking about time management and sort of how to structure your week and your month. And if you're in business for yourself, you probably just work a ton. Like that's just the reality, especially if you're just starting out, you're trying to, you know, just get new clients. You're trying to build your business. You're trying to build your local reputation. You're just hustling. Frankly, you're just out there in the community and, chipping away at business as much as you possibly can. Now, that's great, and you have to put that work in. But Jared brought up this thing that he learned from a mastermind he was in called Strategic Coach from a guy named Dan Sullivan. And it was called like an entrepreneurial time system, which I had seen before as well, but not really ever applied it. And Jared talks about, you know, one of the things they talk about is free days. So days that are, you know, scheduled, it could be every week, it could be once a month, it could be once a quarter, kind of depends on how much you can carve out for that. But on that day, you're not allowed to do anything business related. You can't check emails, you can't go and see patients, you can't go and, you know, meet somebody for networking purposes, you can't work on a marketing campaign, you can't do anything business related. And you're supposed to spend that time doing something for yourself. So think of it as entrepreneurial self-care. Right, I think that's kind of the best way to position it, and you know, it could be any number of things. And Ashley and I have done this as well, and we didn't really call it this, but we would take a day on like a Wednesday where we would go and we drop the kids off, we'd go work out at the gym, then from there we'd take our paddle boards out and we'd paddle around this this park that's just outside Atlanta. We'd come back, grab some lunch, then we'd go pick up the kids together, and we would just spend a day just hanging out, you know, and doing something that didn't revolve around our business. And it's very easy to just get sucked into that and constantly think about it. So this idea of a free day, I love. And, you know, when Jared brought it up yesterday, we said to ourselves, okay, well, we're going to be here till Saturday. So that means we got, you know, essentially tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night to actually like work on the things that we need to do. So let's take today, you know, most of the day. We left at like 8 o'clock this morning. Let's take most of the day and let's do a free day. All right. So we're not going to talk about business. We're not going to talk about any of that stuff. We're going to go and we're going to, you know, use our bodies to do something fun. I've never gone snowboarding before. And it was a hell of a learning experience. This is a very hard thing to do. There's not a lot of mountains open out here. There was just like one that was still open. And like only a few of the actual like runs were still open. So they didn't have any green runs, which apparently is like the easiest one. They just had like blues and blacks that were open. So I had to go jump on like a blue slope. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was very difficult. I learned a lot about what I can't do on a snowboard, and my butt kind of hurts from falling so much. But even still, it was awesome, man. What a just insanely beautiful view. You know, like I've only gone skiing one day in my life, and I was 8 years old. We were living in Germany, and we went to a place called Garmisch, which is a little ski town there, and that was it. So I'm 34 years old. So this is the second time I've ever gotten on snow with, you know, either skis or a snowboard. And it was a new thing for me. And even Jared had both skied or snowboarded previously quite a bit. So for them, it was, you know, they're able to get out and jump back out there and have a lot of fun. So, but for us, we made this conscious decision. This is why I bring it up, is really this idea of put yourself in a position where you're actually giving your mind, your brain, you know, some fucking downtime. Like, let's be honest, like your brain cannot function at that high of an intensity or that much of a intense clip forever when you're just grinding, 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 grinding. I've been there, you know, and I've worked myself to a point where I hit the wall. And I think a lot of us have to hit the wall. Maybe you have to learn that way, right? And I'm telling you, it'd be great if you could just learn without having to do that and start taking care of yourself and do some stuff like this. And as simple as it sounds, like, cool, Danny, you got to go snowboarding. Yeah, I did, which is awesome. It's cool that we're out here and we're able to do that. But really, instead of us working, and I really like to work, and so do Jared and Eve. Like, we like what we do. We feel like we're impacting a lot of people. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like we're just kind of working towards, you know, something bigger. And, you know, for us to say, all right, screw it. We're not going to do this today. We're going to take a self-care day. We're going to go do something fun together. We're going to do a bonding, you know, kind of thing and get out. It was funny for them, I think, to watch me go through this, you know, for the first time. But, you know, it's just one of those things that gave our mind a break. We're going to be in this financial workshop for the next couple of days. So we took care of ourselves today. And I think that what you need to do is look at your week, look at your month, look at your quarter. And even if it's like once a quarter or once every other month, you know, take a day during the work week. It cannot be the weekend. It has to be during the work week where you do nothing work related and you go do something fun that you enjoy doing that is, you know, enjoyable, or be around people that you enjoy where you're not doing anything work related, and let your brain recharge, because you will be more efficient if you do that instead of, you know, always taking the battery down to, you know, where you're at like 10% and you're running at that. Yeah, your phone works there, but man, let's let it recharge so that we have more bandwidth. And that's what these free days are about. So hopefully you can take that and you can implement it into your, you know, your week, your planning. You know, a self-care day is amazing. It can be a very beneficial thing for your business, the relationships you have with people around you, and frankly, just yourself. So free day, think about it, add it in, try to get one a quarter at a minimum, and do something fun. You know, you earned the time freedom, use it. All right, guys, talk to you later. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.